This week's Parsha is Parshas Ki Tisa, as well as Parshas Parah, which is one of the four special Shabbatot that we are getting ready for the upcoming holiday of Passover, Pesach, where the Parah is the process of one going through the red heifer, which is used to help purify one that became spiritually impure. And that is a step in the direction of getting ready for the Karban Pesach, which is the sacrifice we bring on the eve of Passover. And so in order to get prepared for that, we have Parshas Parah. The idea for us, obviously, is that we are getting ready and we're starting to take steps to get ready for the upcoming holiday of Passover. But this Parsha, it's one of the most powerful parashiyot of the Torah. It's a very difficult one as the Jewish people sin with the golden calf. Moses goes up to Mount Sinai, and he's supposed to be there for 40 days, and the Jewish people make a mistake, and they expect him a day earlier, and without him being there, all hell breaks loose, and the Jewish people feel an absence without Moses there. They need to have a replacement. They go to Aaron. Aaron sends them home, bring me your gold, thinking that they won't bring it. Sure enough, they bring it very quickly, and they end up making the golden calf, and they proclaim this is the God that's taking you out of the land of Egypt. So very difficult, and something that actually we deal with even till today. This idea of us creating an idol and to worship that idol, it's something that we still have to deal with or try to work through. But one of the things that happens in this whole back and forth of the story is that God tells Moses, "Your people have sinned," and Moses comes down with the luchot, with the tablets, and it's only when he sees the Jewish people that he breaks the tablets. So the question is, here you're with God. God tells you that the Jewish people have sinned, and this horrible, grievous sin, and you would think, okay, Moses is close to God, he takes God's word for it, and he breaks the tablets there. But that's not what happens. The Torah tells us that Moses goes down, he sees the people, and at that point, when he sees the people, he breaks the tablets. The question is, he didn't believe God? So perhaps this is where the saying comes, seeing is believing. Okay, but that's not exactly what it says there. If you look closely at the text, what did Moses see? He saw the people involved in the sin of the golden calf, but he saw something else. He saw, it says, umicholot. He saw that they had made circles, that there was a celebration going on. They were, in a sense, they were dancing around this terrible sin. So it's one thing for a person to sin. The next step is not just to be accepting of it, but to celebrate it. Almost to go make a circle around something is to basically dig in and make that the new norm. So that Moses said, okay, this is something that already they can't, you know, the tablets as they were given originally can no longer be intact. And he throws them and he breaks them. The nature of those tablets were completely from God, 100% God generated. What the incredible thing is that in the process of this horrible event, Moses is able to get God to forgive the Jewish people. The Jewish people are remorseful, and there's a type of tshuva that goes on. And then when God ultimately forgives us, which is the first of Elul, and then God says to Moses, "Psol lecha shnei luchos avanim karishonim," I want you to make tablets like the first ones. But the truth is that these tablets are going to be very different, because in this case, Moses is the one who's tasked to bring the tablets to the table. Whereas before it was all coming from God, this time man has participation. And perhaps this is the process that has to occur. That originally everything was being spoon-fed to us. God gave it all to us. But we know that when things like that go on, when it's all one-sided and there's no participation from the other side, there's a lack of appreciation, there's a lack of development that's necessary. So comes after this horrible event of where the Jews sin with the golden calf, there's a process of repentance, of tshuva, and then we're tasked to get involved. We're tasked to participate, equal participants in the making of the tablets. And that this is really the model for all time. God says, you need to get involved. You need to be, you know, doing your side of things. It's psol lecha. You make those tablets for lecha. You're the one who's tasked to do it. And therefore, this is something that should be a message to us as well. We need to go and do. We need to be participants. We can't just sit back and watch or be spoon-fed. We need to develop ourselves. We need to be able to create the tools to be able to understand and to grow. And that, from every negative event like this one, it can turn and can become a positive. It can become a growing experience. And so the prayer is, as we go through those difficult times of the unknown and things are happening quickly, we should rest assured everything that God does is for the best and that we need to be participants. We need to stand up and do what's necessary to help others, to help our family, our friends, and to help ourselves and to be and to recognize the fact that this is all a process of growth and a potential for good things. And so with that, we should be able to see this time as a period. We can laugh about it because we could see how, you know, that this is what led us to the next thing and should be able to be a time of growth as well. Wishing everybody a healthy and a happy Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.